Hello, I'm Marianne Penn, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by John Francis. We will have our second feature and information desk in a few moments, but we start with more seasonal stories from around the city.
Our stories include Father Christmas visiting patients at our local hospital on Christmas Day, the Salvation Army distributing parcels across Norfolk, and people donating more than 75,000 items in support of the food bank appeal.
People in Norfolk and Suffolk helped spread festive cheer this Christmas by donating more than 75,000 items at co-op stores in support of a food bank appeal. The retailer hosted a five-week appeal to provide emergency food and support to individuals and families. Over 15,000 items a week were donated, and the total donations created more than 30,000 meals for people in need. Martin Cheadle, Central England Cooperative Chief Executive, said, "We all want to say a big thank you to everyone who donated, not just to the Christmas food bank appeal, but our year-round food bank collections. We now want to ask people to continue to support our food banks during 2019 so we can keep providing vital donations to good causes that can really make a positive impact on those in need." The parcels included items such as tea, sugar, and cereals, and other essentials, such as toiletries and hygiene products. They also featured festive treats ranging from chocolate to Turkish delight.
A charity has given Christmas gifts and food parcels to nearly 5,500 people across Norfolk. Thanks to donations of new toys and non-perishable food, the Salvation Army was able to support more than 1,800 families through its Toys and Tins appeal. Roughly 15,000 toys were donated, sorted and delivered to almost 3,000 children around the county. Of those, 2,223 were referred on to the cause by social services and agencies, a 38% rise on last year. One of the organisations that refers clients onto the appeal is YMCA Norfolk. Daryl Smith, the operations director at YMCA Norfolk, said, "The collaboration enables some very vulnerable families who are being supported by the YMCA to receive kindness from our community, which can make such a difference at this time of year."
No one enjoys being in hospital, let alone at Christmas, when much of the focus is on spending time with family, enjoying presents and tucking into festive food. The day can be even harder for children who find themselves waking up on a hospital ward on Christmas morning. But thanks to the generosity of dozens of strangers, local businesses, and readers of this newspaper this year, Father Christmas was able to deliver more than 1,000 gifts to patients young and old spending Christmas Day at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Backed by health bosses at the hospital and the Norwich Evening News, the annual Send a Smile with Santa campaign saw gifts such as toiletries, crocheting sets, toys, and much more distributed to patients across the hospital, making sure every single patient had a treat to unwrap on Christmas Day. Youngsters on the hospital's children's ward were even treated to a visit from Father Christmas himself, who found time in his busy schedule to personally deliver gifts to the 26 patients spending the day on the ward. Teresa Miles, the children's ward sister, said, "We were thrilled with the support our children's ward received from the Send a Smile with Santa campaign. At this time of year, we do our best to discharge our young patients home so that they can enjoy Christmas with their family. For the children who still need our support, the ward team create a fun atmosphere and the children get very excited when they see presents." While many hospitals across the UK offer presents to those on the children's ward on Christmas Day, it is thought the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is one of the only trusts in the country to ensure every single patient has a treat to open.